the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
The Arizona Department of Tourism has divided Arizona into seven regions. Marshall Trimble calls them the Magnificent Seven of Arizona. They are the High Country, the Central Territory, Indian Country, Golden Corridor, Old West Country, Canyon Country, and the River Country. True or false? Text the answer to 411-923. Lake Havasu is in the River Country. I actually had to stop and think about this one. I thought, is it the river or is it the canyon? How far and how are these regions divided? So if you think it's true that Lake Havasu is part of the River Country, one of the seven regions divided in Arizona by the Office of Tourism, text true to 411-923. If that's false, text false. At the end of this programming segment, we'll pick a random right winner and send you two passes to any of Arizona's 35 state parks, including Roper Lake or Dankworth Pond on the southeast part of Arizona in the shadows of Graham Mountain. Be a nice place to go get a little splash this weekend. And Arizona State Parks tweeted a link this week to their website with all the different water park or all the different state parks that have water on them, so you can design your Arizona staycation around where to get a little splash this week. We're continuing our conversation with Conservator Steve Hoja, who was just informing us that the German POWs thought we were pretty rotten to them, huh?
In their view, at the time, like I said, when they were interrogated after they were recaptured, they were asked, why did you escape? And they said, because our treatment was so bad, the food or the attitude towards the Americans. When I interviewed them years later, I said, how was your treatment? Fantastic. The food was great. The accommodations were great. We made friends among all the... During the war, they had to be obstinate. They had to be arrogant. And one of the things that the Geneva Convention accords them is that it is the right of every prisoner of war to try to escape. And if they can't escape, is to try and stir up as much trouble for the enemy as possible. So there was a lot of pranks that went on in the camps, some very funny stories. And in talking with escapees like Heinrich Palmer, when I interviewed him in Germany, he said the escape was simple, youthful desire for adventure. They knew they really couldn't go anywhere because most of them didn't speak English. You needed ration coupons to buy anything, and Mexico was a long walk. But they just wanted to be free during Christmas and to escape the everyday boring life of a prisoner of war.
Somehow, some way, 25 Germans kept in a POW camp, basically where Papago Park is, get a hold of a map, and they see Gila River. And being from Germany, that means there's flowing water.
And like you said, a lot of these were submariners.
Yeah, yes. Right. So water they can do. Water they can do. I can't imagine. You were talking about funny pranks. I can't imagine the look on their face when they got out of that tunnel, made their way down to the Gila River, and couldn't find a running stream.
Three of the
escapees. This is going to be a long walk.
Three of the escapees didn't like the idea of walking to Mexico. So there were three POWs. They were Wilhelm Gunther, Fritz Uzzolino, and Wolfgang Klarus. And one of them had stolen a Arizona Highways map from a truck that would deliver supplies to their compound every day. And they saw that the Gila River was a blue line that went into the Colorado. So they thought they would sail a boat down the Gila to the Colorado and then down into the Gulf of California. So they built a three-man kayak in the camp. They built it out of wood and canvas. And to give you an idea of the lack of security in the camp, they all, and I've had this corroborated by other independent prisoners, that the day before the escape, they wanted to see if the boat was seaworthy, so they dug a pool in the middle of two barracks out of sight of the guard towers, filled it with water, unfolded the boat, they all got in it, got their double-sided oars, and it did not spring a single leak, so they knew that it was seaworthy. And they carried it out in two knapsacks. And the night of the escape, it rained very, very hard, and they found refuge in the Roosevelt School on the corner of 7th Street and on Southern Avenue, where they met up with two other prisoners, Heinrich Palmer and Reinhard Mark. They spent the night there, And the three crazy boatmen, as they called themselves, made it down to the Gila and did not realize that it was just a series of puddles. Because like you said, Rosie, in Germany, the rivers are huge and flowing all the time. They didn't know that. They didn't know in Arizona that only during the monsoon seasons do we ever have water. So they were captured shortly afterwards. They threw their boat away. And
I don't need this anymore.
And Wilhelm Gunther said, we can laugh about it now, but we were very disheartened at the time.
Oh, they must have been. I mean, I'm going to tell you what I think is the most surprising thing about this entire story. When I spent 6 years at ASU in the construction engineering class, every time we wanted to study caliche, we went to Papago Park. The reason there's no housing on Papago Park is you cannot dig there. You cannot put in sewer lines. You cannot put in power lines underground. And these guys hand dug a 175-foot tunnel through solid. I mean, caliche is called God's concrete.
We'll continue the conversation and the roundup. It wasn't that they all got captured right away. It took up to 4 months to get them all. We'll talk about how close some of them did get to Mexico. And the answer is true. Lake Havasu City is in the river region.